This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
Playing on the second night of back-to-backs, the Bucks had little energy last night. They were blown out in Toronto by the Raptors 128-100. I'm Bill Scott with Sports, Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
We just didn't have it tonight. You can see it early. Thought we could play through it. Never did. We were late on everything. I thought their energy, their quickness, their physicality took us out of the game. So give them credit. I thought they were very well prepared.
Giannis Antetokounmpo had 22 points to lead the Bucks, who fell to 5-3 and will host the Bulls on Friday. First week of the college basketball season continues tonight with Marquette at home against Southern. On the women's side, the Badgers open their season at home tonight against Oakland. The Brewers declined the mutual options on pitchers Jose Quintana and first baseman Rhys Hoskins yesterday, making both free agents. They also declined catcher William Contreras' option. Though he remains under club control for two more years, he's eligible for arbitration for the second time. NFL's trade deadline passed yesterday. There were a number of moves, but none by the Packers. Green Bay did officially place Tucker Kraft on season-ending IR and signed defensive lineman Aaron Mosby and tight end Josh Wiley to the active roster. First ranking for the college football playoff have been released. Ohio State leads the nation as the number one team. Indiana, Texas A&M, and Alabama round out the top four teams, which would receive a bye to the quarterfinals. Wisconsin football team lost another recruit yesterday as Ohio linebacker Aiden Reeder decommitted from the Wisconsin 2026 class. The Badger women's volleyball team is home for a Big Ten battle against rival Minnesota at the UW Fieldhouse tonight. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.